Well, POW things are very, very well, I think, on the morning news last night, on the radio this morning, and in the press.
I'm quite a bunch of expectations.
No.
No. I mean, nobody
expected. They never expect the judge anything but how the post lies if they put it on the front page. I'm talking about the overall coverage was excellent. TV last night, just had a tremendous impact. Yes, sir. And the follow-up from last night was very good. Well, I mean, the report from last night when the comments were made about when we heard the bombs falling at Christmas, we went to pack our bags and sustained applause was on the TV, on the radio, that's what they, the focus of news on that.
So, all out in Florida.
Yes, sir.
Don't breathe.
No,
I'm not breathing too. Captain 11, the Sergeant Commission, all 30, that's enough for them today. Being for Saturday, Sunday. Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, I don't know. Make decisions, so I'm not. I should.
That's right.
Okay.
We're going to issue today. Not many extensive way, but the low-key way, the plastic Santa Ana register.
Why, they run the story again?
No. When they issued that, we said we'll put out a complete rundown on the California purchase, so we're going to do that today. We talked to Apple enough about it, and everyone's on board. It's a good segment. Call for a retraction from the Liberty Group.
It's interesting to have a right wing group.
So that's what we'll be doing that today. But Jerry's going to just routinely handle the thing today.
Well, I go routinely, but I say this is typical. But you've got to get in the crack every time you can. It's typical of the kind of mass and innuendo.
Oh, yeah, we are.
The press is engaging. The press, I don't know that some of the press are engaging. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Shouldn't have been a goddamn thing. It was a fraud. But now they're claiming that everybody's commercial. That's the problem, you see.
Well, that's what we're dealing with. I don't think they feel everyone is crooked. We're going through the period that we expected to go through. But I think the thing is starting to mature quite well in the way we expected it to. Yesterday being a great
cabinet, a positive
cabinet. I'm convinced more than ever that Ken will want to wait until Sunday to make the decision, but I, in my own mind,
I'm convinced that this is not the time to go out there.
We want to begin over the weekend to prepare, just the staff.
Absolutely.
Work out, you know, positions and things and that type of thing, but.
Always a time to strike, Ron.
That's right.
The people that say go out right now, you know, and so forth and so on. Well, what reaction do you think they get? Well, it was not the time to say that Gallup polls are up 45, but that happened to these congressmen and so forth. You know, usually, almost that low for about 48 in Cambodia. But when was that taken last weekend?
No, it was taken a week and a half ago. The Gallup poll.
Oh.
It was taken before the issuance of the statement, of course. It was taken during a period of intense daily.
You understand, you'll never be affected by polls, so you can't be.
No, of course.
Whatever happened.
You never have.
Right.
If you would have been affected by polls during the last 4 years.
Well, December bombing.
Well,
I know we went down, way down there.
Sure.
Well, we didn't go that low.
And the other poll, doesn't reflect that, you know, when people respond so much directly on the president, that even though the question is aimed at the president.
Yeah.
It's. I think many of the responses went to the environment and the issue. You see, and we can't be misled by that. Even though the question is asked, do you think the president's doing a good job, and it comes out 45%.
Yeah.
People.
How long did they have it on the side?
I think 19 or something. I don't.
But it was quite high.
Yes, sir. But my view is that does not reflect directly and specifically on the feeling toward the president or what can be rallied.
And what's your situation now? You're feeling about that? David was telling me last night that he thought that Baker was starting to do a good job, that he was cutting up all the. This Silverstein or whatever his name.
Finsterwald.
Goddamn, some of it, you know, government guy, and Philly was up to get Nixon.
Oh, yeah, that's.
Thought there was a conspiracy to murder Kennedy and all that shit. He must be a real Lulu.
Oh, he's coming off that way, too. McCord's being rapidly discredited. And the Senate committee is coming off like they want him to be credited.
The Senate committee is trying to make him a credible witness.
McCord.
They are.
And it's very obvious to people.
Black, who is trying to Irvin?
Well, Irvin and these people, sure, because he was their star witness. I don't think, my view is I don't think Baker's doing a good job. But
I don't either.
All of that committee, irresponsible as hell. They're showmen. And they're into something over their heads, and they're going to sink because of it. That's my prediction.
Well, they can say that. They won't benefit because they're pigs. Put on their big witnesses. But even then, goddamn it, I think Hall will do well before that committee.
Yes, he will.
I think Hurley will do well before that committee. They're honest men. I think Mitchell will do well before that committee. He'll sit there. Deny payoffs and all that. If they also have the issue, the government, then it should know what you should have to argue. We wanted him to walk in because he was our friend. But to tell him, what Dean offered him was unbelievable. I tell you, I'm convinced that God, problem we've got in our senior in the Dean Hollow, is this MedCom kind of thing, is that I did see him. Well, not a number of times, and called him and so on, from the 28th to the 31st, well, very month of March. But the problem is that, unfortunately, half of those times, three-fourths of those times, it was really about his goddamn problems, unfortunately. He being his lawyer. So I would recommend you to speak to him. I'm not so concerned about that. Except that he will come in with the goddamn sponge. I think now that he's shown that he's capable. So if anything to say with this. What is the latest on what is the demand for humidity in there? And
nothing.
What the price are these people doing? What have they decided on?
Well, the Justice Department called for a 30-day delay on that decision. That's the Dean sort of slipped in the background now for the time being.
What's he doing?
I don't know.
What did he say? What's no true man's mind like? Should be struck in fall.
He's,
who was trusted so much by so many.
I think he has no bitterness at all toward you. I don't think he will attempt to move in a way that.
But his lawyer is wanting to.
Well, I guess so. But in terms of what he's thinking, I think he's full of great bitterness towards one man.
Right. Well, he hasn't been very helpful, you said to me. Whether the president covered up to testimonial matters and all that sort of crap.
Well, he can be dealt with very effectively as a.
Oh, wait, it's the destroyer. The statement you feel was still a good thing.
Yes, I do.
I think so.
Where would we be if we didn't have it? I mean, we have something to work from, we have something to bridge from. It was not the solution. Told us that.
Right. But it lays out a hell of a lot of things, and you can now say, well, I mentioned that.
Mm-hmm.
I've covered that. I'm not going to go beyond that. Funny thing, the committee never put up the good, the Walters and Emmels are good for us. You never leave those days.
No.
Or Dean went in, you know, asked him to put them on the payroll. Definitely been in the fed with Dean. And her father said, no, sir, you've got to have the president's approval. So,
here's the what? The time.
I wonder, really, if there is a time in Congress is going to feel a little bit concerned about this. The press is utterly destroying the presidency. There is politics.
Oh, absolutely. I think so.
I think you'd be getting that from some of your people out there.
Well, it's starting, and it has been there, but I don't particularly even care what the press in this room think. It's the timing again, and they're going to move too far. I've always felt that. And then when they move too far, look at the reaction yesterday.
You expect that in this audience, Mr. Hutton?
You can get it for this, not only this audience. When they move too far and step across the line, which they're moving to, that's the time to move. Now, after we return to Iceland, maybe the first move against that, we'll have to wait and see, would be some forum where you address and begin to give people the fix of things. But it is pure politics on the Hill. It's starting to come off that way. It has not solidified itself yet because the great bulk of the American people are watching it. And You see, everyone around here watches it, not in Washington, I mean, watches it. The country is not watching this. The country's losing.
Isn't the television dead in Iowa? What it really is, the thing that hurts us is not just how folks and so forth run 15 minutes on the night to do everything. We just can't take them kind of battering. When we kind of got in a position to get out from under it and start doing something on our own, you see.
That's right, but that, you have that.
Pleasure.
You were on, you see, in a very positive, aggressive way, led the news shows last night, led them all, with your comments.
About secrecy.
About secrecy. Now people react to that, respond to that. They saw others reacting and responding to that. So that weapon is there, that tool is there. It's just when do we use it and when do we use it? And the statement has given us a good platform to move from.
Well, we shall see. We're going to have fairly good weather, of course, going to be in the 80s.
Not much late.
No chance of a couple of good days out there.
Yes, sir.
And, perhaps we'll look back on this episode someday with
great embarrassment.
Some chagrin. Don't you think? Mm-hmm. Embarrassment.